Welcome to the Traveling Senorita episode number 88. This is a two-part episode. The first part is in and around Bargara in the Bundaberg region and just sort of taking you on the journey of my last 48 hours in Bargara. The second part of the podcast is a character story about a gentleman I found in Bargara, a chef, a leading chef who has now opened up a cafe restaurant in Bargara. And we got to talk about all things from Malta through to local produce and anything in between. So firstly, we head to the Bundaberg region outside of Brisbane. We're talking around about, let's say, 4 hours. Just over 4 hours. Good place to stop on the way is Yamundi. Just check out the Yamundi town. You don't have to go into Noosa or the Sunshine Coast beaches. Stop off to Yamundi and you'll have a fine lunch there. There's lots of pubs, lots of shopping, and just that really cool Yamundi feel. Catch the markets if they're on, and then jump in the car a couple of hours north and you hit the Bundaberg region. So not going into the Bundaberg city as such, you take the right hand to the beach and off you go and head along the farming area, the cane fields, the red volcanic soil, and head to Bargara Beach. My first impression was with the sugarcane was it was very similar to the Tweed region in northern New South Wales. And I thought, right, they've got to have good produce here. Climate, soil, noticed there was a couple of distilleries. Obviously, Bundaberg itself is renowned for the Bundaberg rum, but there's a couple of boutique distilleries opening up. There's the Bargara Brewery that I was really interested in and thought this is going to be a food town for sure. So not only is it a gorgeous coastline and renowned for its turtle habitat and population, also the Monrepo government funded facility, which is all about turtles, habitats, preservation, is also there on the northern end of Bargara Beach. So absolutely is all about the natural environment, but from the soil up. But I wanted to know what else Bargara had. With the popularity of regional towns growing as people move from the city to the towns, I was sure that this town had been uncovered. It has, per se, more by the grey nomads than people that are moving there. But there is some quite quirky crew that have opened up pop-up cafes and invested into the town as well. So all those elements make up a regional town. It is a quintessential beachside village. It has its surf club, which seems to be the centre of the community. It has an old outdoor roller skating rink that's been turned into a skate park and roller derby area. And it just has beautiful headland natural walks and a cute little village. It's definitely a village. It's not a town as such. It's a village of shops where you can find some pretty good food. So we check into the Bargara Big Four Holiday Park, which is on the northern end near the Monrepo Turtle Centre, northern end of the beach, opposite the surf club. And we chose that because there's cabins, which I love, that are dog friendly. So part of the purpose of this trip was to find places on the road that we could take our dog. It's one of the firsts for us. We would usually fly and not take our dog, but this time we said no, it's one in all in. So we were fortunate enough to find the cabin, the holiday cabin on the beachfront there, and it was fantastic. It was all you needed. It was just clean, simple beachfront, dog cafe across the road that's popped up inside the surf club, which is called the Beach Mill, which is the sister venue to the Windmill Cafe, which everybody says when you go into town, have you been to Windmill? And I now know why. So we stayed there a couple of nights at the holiday park. Absolutely suggest getting a cabin and bringing your dog along. There's a dog-friendly beach opposite. And Kelly's Beach, you can't take the dog to, but the main beach you can. And you wake up in the morning literally for sunrise, because that's what you see out your window, and you go across the road and the cafe's open underneath the surf club serving great Amore coffee, bang and lattes to be had at 6 a.m. while the sun rises. So that's the start of the holiday. And as we venture into town, I find the Windmill Cafe, which is in a beautiful old stately home that has a windmill on top of it. Classic. And I think it's had a few incarnations. I think the history of it was an old Dutch place, in the sense of a Dutch family moved out many years ago and opened up a cafe there. But the new owners have a relationship with Bargara, in the sense that their mum lives there, and they've travelled the world and chefed around the world and had restaurants in Sydney, and now they have moved to Bargara to bring up their family and run the Windmill Cafe. So that's Joey and his crew, and Joey will be on my podcast next week because he's got a ripper story, backstory about food and chefing. And we'll be able to talk to him more about Windmill Cafe and food around Bargara as well. So I went and had breakfast there, and he does a cool thing. He does a, so you have your acai bowls, but he likes to pretty much use the produce that's in the food bowl around him. And one of the things they grow in abundance is the dragon fruit, but it's only seasonal. So when it's off season, he just grabs the abundance of fruit while it's on season, then he freezes them, and that's how he serves his dragon fruit bowl, as opposed to an acai bowl. Although, as he quickly points out, you can get an acai bowl as well. Fantastic cakes, really good hearty big brisk breakfasts. I had the corn fritters, which were just layered with fresh avocado, and yeah, really good food. It's the sort of breakfast that you have this, you don't really have anything else to eat until nighttime. It's that hearty and good. And sitting in a beautiful garden cafe, which you just know that is connected to local produce. So good on Joey and his team there at Windmill Cafe. As I said, we'll find out more about Joey and his backstory on the next podcast. Also, a couple of other things in Bargara that to look out for is the Thai. It's I think it's called Red Hot Chili Thai. And it's just sort of as you go out from town. It's on the side of the road. It's takeaway only, but everybody I spoke to said, you've got to try the Thai. And they were right. It's a Thai family in there just cooking really authentic, flavoursome food. Again, they're serving the Bargara brewery beers, fresh produce, and, yeah, really good Thai. And there's also this great guy, Matt, who's in a pop-up espresso bar in a laneway with street art. Fantastic place. Again, he's going to be on my podcast down the track because he's got an even more adventurous story. He's a runner, literally runs for veganism and for people to give up meat in return for him running 1,000 k's a day over in WA and around. So we'll find out more about Matt, but he's popped up a really cool espresso bar with raw treats and really good coffee. So that's the Journey Cafe. And then the pub, which is the Bargara Beach Hotel, which apparently burnt down in, I think, 2019. I might have that right or wrong. And was rebuilt only recently. So it's a modern pub now, but it still has that beach feel about it. I really like the interiors because it's tastefully done. It's in light colours, beachy. It's quite modern, but it's still got a really cool breeze of block feel about it. Really good food. The staff were great when we got there. They were just really friendly. The first thing they did, the manager there, shout out to Andy, he introduced us to great beers and local beers from the Bargara Brewery, which has actually apparently recently been purchased by Ballistics Brewery in Brisbane, which I also like. So the Bargara Brewery was local boys that set it up, and I think Ballistics has now bought that but kept the local boys on. Great beer, really unusual flavours, some really heavy beers, Rue beer one's called. They've all got quirky names. Very local and very Bargarian. I said that the other night. They went, no one's ever said Bargarian. So that's the Bargara Brewery beers, which is actually now in Bundaberg but served all along the coast. So the hotel is that place that serves that. And one thing I really love with the spirits that they were getting me to taste, which is Kelky Moon. Now, Kelky is the name of a suburb in Bundaberg, and Kelky Moon is a boutique distiller who used to work for Bundaberg Brewery for many years, Rick, and he's a local guy who's opened up in the industrial area in Bundaberg, it's the liqueur vodkas and then flavoured vodkas like chili from the Australian Chili Company in Bundaberg, and then it's got some great gins as well, like a pink gin and a blue gin and a just a clear English gin, really. And it's also got really good rum, So it's got a pure cane rum, and it's got a darker rum, which is kind of infused with a chocolate hazelnut taste. And he's going to be having his prestige rum hitting the shelves in a couple of years' time. Oh, maybe only a year, because he's distilling that in the bourbon barrels as we speak. So we got to chatting. It reminded me a bit of Husk Distillery and the start of Husk, and they're all good mates. And we had a great chat about distilling and the local area and where he gets his produce from. So that's Kelkey Moon, which is in the Bundaberg area, which I'm doing another story on later down the track. Sorry, in the Bundaberg town, but the pub at Bagara serves it. So I love that it's going right through the food bowl, and they are serving at the pub the fresh produce, the spirits and the beers. And yeah, it was just a really beautiful place to hang out. You can either rent an apartment on the beach, Airbnb, or there's a really cool, I can't remember the name of it, Don, sounds Mexican. It's apparently a really cool white hacienda on the beach too, that's a hotel or motel, Don Julio's, I think it's called, and it's on the beachfront. Apparently $100 a night. We had friends staying there, or you can go for the cabin version with your dog, which is about $130 a night. So reasonable prices, great accommodation, a whole array there. You can hire out a mansion if you want on the beach at Kelly's Beach, or you can just go, you know, cabins like we did. And a great walk when you're at the cabins into the Monrepo turtle conservation area. It's not the hatching season, but we went through there and had a look at the centre and learn all about it. Went through all the marshes that along the way. So that's a beautiful beach, beautiful area. A little bit of a wave for the longboarder out there. And not far from Brisbane town. So 4 hours or so, and you are in Bagara. Stay tuned next week when I get Joey Cassiana. I think that's how I pronounce his name, on the podcast to talk all about chefing and food and his life in Bagara town. So thanks to Bundaberg Tourism for, showing me around, and it was a delightful itinerary and tour of Bagara and Bundaberg. Adios.